I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Wednesday the Black Sea grain deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda with more.
The president says that thanks to the efforts of Turkey and support of its Russian and Ukrainian friends, the Black Sea deal has been extended for 2 months. It was initially set to last 120 days from July last year. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest grain exporters, and Turkey and the United Nations have been hosting negotiations for the deal's continuance. The Ukrainian government is welcoming the extension, but says Russia must stop using food as a weapon and blackmail.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Loud explosions have been heard in Kyiv, and officials say falling debris caused a fire in a non-residential building. The scope of the attack against the capital early Thursday was unclear, and there were no further details immediately available. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday there's work to do on the global stage as he headed to Japan to consult with allies on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's assertive influence in the Pacific. He pledged to remain in constant contact with negotiators back in Washington to head off a federal default. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House had to assess the budget talks before the president left.
Have to both look at the substance on the table and the days until the deadline, and then make a determination about the allocation of the president's time and energy. That's something you have to calculate every single day. And as we were getting prepared to take off on this trip, he took a final look at that.
And this is VOA News. Nigerian police said Wednesday they are searching for the attackers who opened fire on a U.S. convoy Tuesday, killing a consulate staff and two policemen before abducting three other people. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect separatist agitators in the region. Security forces have blamed the indigenous people of Biafra for increasing violence in the southeast. In recent years, the region has seen increased attacks, including many raids on offices of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, in a bid to disrupt elections. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
New Zealand police say that they plan to start removing bodies from the Wellington Hostel, where at least six people were killed in a fire. The police inspector, Dion Bennett, said that they were aiming to remove the first two bodies from Loafers Lodge Thursday and the next two Friday. Bennett said it's possible they could find more victims as officers continue their scene examination. Police say they believe the fire was arson and have launched a homicide investigation, but they have a list of people they want to speak to and hope to quickly identify any suspects. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has put an end to the impeachment proceedings against him by dissolving the opposition-led National Assembly, which had accused him of embezzlement. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
During a national broadcast address, Lasso says, in order to give Ecuador a constitutional solution, I've decided to apply Article 148 of the Constitution of the Republic, which gives me the power to dissolve the National Assembly due to a serious political crisis and internal commotion. The right-wing president, who's denied any wrongdoing, can govern for up to 6 months by decree under the South American country's constitution. Lasso claimed during his address, the accusers have become obsessed with bringing down my government, driven by superhuman resentment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen, who charged with leaking highly classified military documents, had raised concerns internally on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of classified information. According to a court filing Wednesday, Justice Department lawyers made the disclosure in court papers, urging a magistrate judge to keep Jack Teixeira behind bars while he awaits trial in the case stemming from the most consequential intelligence leak in years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.